quite a few people, including my grandmother, kept hens, so you could have a cocked chicken for Christmas Day, but that was the only time that chicken was eaten. That was an absolute luxury, was chicken, once a year. But we did do quite well, as I say, because we could always get eggs, even though they were rationed, and you could probably get some pig meat, bacon and such like, because I'm sure a few pigs were killed illegally, because, you know, it was all under license in wartime, but I feel sure that quite a few pigs were killed illegally. So we always had some meat around, not always, not every day, but I think we fared better then than townspeople would do. There were things available to us all the time, as I say, like fruit and vegetables and things. But we lived a sort of simple life, frugal life, with very few toys or playthings. My sister would have a doll, and I remember she had a toy piano. At Christmas we got one or two fruits, a game, maybe Ludo or something like that, an odd toy, some chocolate coins in a sort of net bag that were wrapped in gold paper that looked like coins, and most importantly, sugar mice. And I'm going to tell you this little story because I found it quite funny, really. When we just got television, I was off sick for some reason. I probably had flu or whatever. And my daughter, then about 5 years old, was off school. She just started school, but she was off school and I was off ill. I was sitting watching television, and three ladies of different classes, if you like, from a very lowly working class to a middle-aged lady and an upper-class lady, were telling of their Christmases. And the lower-class lady, the working-class lady, who came from somewhere in Yorkshire, I think it was near Huddersfield, she said, "Now, for Christmas Day," she said, "we got a few toys, but my grandfather kept a few hens, so he would give us a hen for Christmas dinner, and we got a bit of fruit, a toy, I maybe got a doll, and some chocolate coins." And then she went off, and the next person started to speak, and I shouted at the television, "You've forgotten your sugar mice." And sure enough, she jumped back in and she said, "Oh, and some sugar mice." Yeah, we did get very little, really. But I think what was remarkable, when I think about it, is the excitement at Christmas with those few things. We generated more excitement than the children today, who get masses of expensive toys. Some of ours, and I'm sure it's same for everybody, they don't know where to put the toys. They've that many, and some of them expensive things, and yet with those few simple things that we got, it was absolute joy, because you didn't get anything at any other time of year. Now, of course, a child expects and gets things all the... I don't say there's anything wrong with that, but that's the way things have gone. They get things bought all the year round. We didn't. We got those few things at Christmas, and it was great pleasure. Christmas was an exciting time.